Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Title Unavailable. This time we have went to see...
What men want. I was going to say went. What men went.
When want.
What men want.
Yep.
Yep. Aye.
Okay, speak to you next week. No, it was good.
Aye, it was good.
It's one of those films that's just a film.
Yeah.
You watch in a house on a Saturday. It's not really...
It's not really a go to the cinema film.
No, it's not. It was for me because obviously I've seen the first one and what it was a sequel to. And that's where
that.
The whole hairdryer comment came in. Because it was a hairdryer in the bath that kind of... caused him to...
Oh, I didn't know that.
He didn't stick it up his arse, but... no, that's for the whole hairdryer
thing. Oh, right, I didn't know that. Well, I'd never seen the first one. But...
Yeah.
Aye. Nah, one thing annoyed me.
Mm-hmm.
The trailer was funnier.
I know.
Like, the funniest bits in the film were in the trailer.
It took too long to get started.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that was in the trailer was...
It was
the first 5 minutes.
And you're like... Oh.
And then after that, you're like, right, we know the premise. We've watched the trailer.
We know.
Let's get to the point.
Aye, get to the fun bit. Aye.
You know.
Absolutely.
I missed a bit. What did I miss? Nothing much.
Nah. I'm trying to remember. What was the last bit you seen before you went out again?
I can't remember. I take it.
Nice.
Well, I take it that was when he left the company.
That, oh, no, was that?
That was never announced.
Oh, yeah. No, that wasn't announced to anybody. That was just sprung on them.
Mm.
I can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the bit where they were at the game?
I seen the end of the bit they were at the game.
That was the bit you missed then. When they first went into the game and it was like her waiting on the... her fake husband and that he come along and
I missed all that bit.
So that was it. You didn't miss much.
To be fair, I could have walked out the whole film and not miss much.
I know, it's quite straightforward.
It wasn't as good as
it's
what
it's a straightforward film. I mean, there was funny bits.
I had it built up quite a lot in my head.
I thought it was going to be a lot funnier than it was.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fine, but like, all the best bits were in the trailer.
And even the best bits weren't even in the film. They didn't use bits.
Aye, the bits of the trailers were... Although I seen that even watching the trailers, you could see they were kind of dubbed over the top. What was with the wee kid? That wasn't his voice.
It was.
You know he was talking? No, but it was out of sync of what he was saying. It's as if they re-recorded it afterwards to get him to say it right.
I know, the acting with the wee boy wasn't the greatest.
It was weird. And he even didn't speak like a wee boy.
Who is it you were saying you knew for Twilight?
The runner dude. You know the runner dude that's the weird...
Oh, is he one of the wolves?
No, he's one of the vampires.
Oh, right.
But he was like... he was like... I never really expected the weird bondage thing.
Aye, that was like a turn for the worse.
I was just like, whoa! Like, I know that was meant to be funny, but it wasn't funny. But, aye. I mean, it was alright.
Mm.
I suppose she learned her lesson and all that jazz, but even then...
It was a wee bit all over the place.
It was a bit. It was just kind of... flung in there, but I don't know. It was alright. And that didn't he? The bit that we kept laughing at in the trailer was that, what's his name? Is that his name? Tracy Morgan? What was his character? Him when he says, I'm going to freeze my sperm and have ice babies, and then he's like,
baby ice cubes.
And he's like, in the advert, and like it just worked and made it funny, but he's not even doing that. What was he doing there?
I know, the trailer was completely different to the film.
Aye.
I think they hoped they were going to get a lot more hype for it.
Aye.
Or they were trying to build up the budget or something, I don't know.
Yeah, but it was, the film was alright. I like that Josh Brenner. I don't know where it is, I've seen him in something. Seems like a likeable guy.
Yeah, you've seen him in What One Want?
Aye, well, I mean something else, I've seen him in something else, but I've not watched Baked in Brooklyn, so I've not seen him in that. Anyway, I just thought, I liked his character.
I know.
Max Greenfield, I like him.
He's out of...
He's a New Girl. He's my
favourite,
I liked him.
He's in loads of things as well, but very good. He's not very big roles.
He's always like kind of wee roles, but like... No, I liked him in...
I don't know.
I liked him in New Girl. But... film was alright.
I don't think it's worth going to see in the film.
That's one you watch when it's on Netflix and you're going to unearthly watch.
To be fair, it was a really good film. I quite enjoyed it.
It wasn't bad. It's not really worth the effort of going out to see.
No.
It's one of the ones you'll watch when it's on the telly or you'll watch when it's on Netflix or something. Mm-hmm. You don't need to go to the effort of going out to the cinema. Yeah. Or
it takes too long to start. It's maybe one you put on whilst you're getting ready for bed and then you get into your bed and then by you, that time it's actually ready to...
That would be funny.
Be funny, aye. Yep. So I say, I don't have much more
to Some of the bits were a bit too long. You know, like the joke? Like they pulled the joke on a wee bit too long. Like, that's what I mean. Like any of them. Like some of them, they were just a wee bit. They'd say they'd make the joke and then they would carry it on just a wee bit too long. Like the bit with the daft psychic woman, she just kept the all the bits were just too long for what they were. Did they have any psychic type thing in another one? No.
Aye, I think so. I think he went. I think Mel Gibson went to see a psychic.
Hmm.
Not a psychic, a therapist it was. I think it was a counsellor. Aye. It's been a long, long time since I've seen that one.
I know, I've not seen it.
But it's an awesome film. Aye.
So that was definitely better than this one?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
100%.
Yeah. Most 90s films are. 90s, late 80s, 90s, and early 2000s is when you got really, really good films.
Aye, well, that was 2000s that came out.
Mm-hmm.
2000.
Yeah. Mm.
Ah, not really much more to see. I liked the bit with the wedding. I thought that was funny.
Oh, when they all went there, so.
When they all killing each other or battering each other and all that. And the guy's like, there's really gay stuff in it and all.
Because he's gay?
No, I get him. He was fine. He's, but like, I was just surprised that that was like, I don't know. I suppose just a mate of closeted gay guys.
And Mark Cuban in the film was weird.
Yeah, who's Mark Cuban?
Mark Cuban's like...
Who was he?
He was at the poker game.
Oh,
that
aye.
Like, that was like a cameo that was like...
Aye, such a
way
weird,
out there.
That was a weird cameo. And I because you kept reading his mind and you just kept going, I'm so rich.
I know.
I'm so rich. I'm great, I'm so rich.
As if it was...
As if everyone would know who he was.
As if it was like advertised on Shark Tank, they went, right, I'll give you the money if you let me be in the film.
Mm.
It was rubbish.
Aye.
And Lainey, of course. That was her name.
Oh, aye.
Nah. That was her name.
Tamala Jones.
Yeah. And
I was watching that whole film and I'm like, who is she?
I told you before we went to see it.
No,
I specifically say this is the one on the right hand side. I know her from somewhere every time I say that.
Forget.
Then I realise it's Lainey.
Oh, there's Mrs. Goldberg. Wendy McLendon Covey?
Covey, maybe?
Yeah. She's in the Goldbergs.
Ah, that's who she is, right? Aye, didn't you notice her about her doing?
Yeah, she's great, I like her and all. There were some good actors in it. We haven't even mentioned the main last year, what she's been in. I've seen her and stuff, I can't remember. Empire, I've seen her in
that
bit for Empire.
Good for that, yeah.
I've never seen her, I've never actually watched any of her stuff, I've just seen her in the trailer.
I've seen her in other stuff.
Hidden Figures, she was in. Acrimony, I don't know what that is. Persons of Interest, Proud Mary, Enemies, The Best of Enemies. Oh, this is good.
Movies and TV shows.
I bet it's not coming up now. Oh no, there it is. Best Enemies, Baby Boy, Think Like a Man. She's into this stuff about knowing what men thinking, aren't they? Benjamin Button. Hustle and Flow. No good
That's the one.
Hustle and Flow?
No.
What?
Think Like a Man too. That's what I've seen then.
Alright. I don't know. I recognise
her face.
You've
seen that as well? Because we came to the cinema to see that.
No, I've not.
We came to the cinema to see Think Like a Man too.
Did we?
Yep.
I don't remember that. Let's have a look.
It's the one where the wee guy.
Kevin Hart.
Guy, that's the one.
I don't. I recognise Kevin Hart and I recognise that guy. The rest I don't recognise.
You don't remember that film?
Nope. What happens?
It was an awesome film.
Well, they're obviously going to some casino.
They're in Vegas.
Uh-huh.
For like a stag. Like a stag do.
A hen do.
And it just goes to pot. You know, I can't actually remember.
Can't be that good a film.
No, it was. I remember all the stuff with. Like, Kevin Hart's like the main guy and he's so uptight and things in it. And then they rent this big massive suite and they can't afford to pay it off. So they've got to win money to pay it off and all that.
I'm over then.
Kinda.
I don't know.
He rents the suite thing that, and then it's like a typo on the bill or something. Or?
Is it like, I feel like I remember him being in some massive hotel and going in and going, oh, this is amazing, like having loads of rooms and all that.
Aye. Yeah.
Vaguely recall that bit, but I can't remember the rest. Couldn't have been that great.
It was a good film. But Because I say, I don't...
Oh, it was 2014, that's why I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, I have much more to add on that film.
Nah, there isn't much to add. Although, it's an hour and 57 minutes, I didn't really notice it being that long.
No. Well, I did. but that was for other reasons.
Aye, no, you had a phone call.
Some other stuff going on at the time, so...
But nah, never, nothing exactly special about it. It's alright.
It's alright. Just waiting for Endgame coming up now.
Oh man, I'm desperate. Oh, we were watching the trailer before we went into the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Because we didn't realise, was it Tony Stark?
Mm-hmm.
He's got his new suit on, so he must come back somehow.
He doesn't have his new suit on, he has the new Avengers suit on.
Oh, but that's what I mean. That's what I mean.
It's not an Iron Man suit.
Right, okay, he's got his weird flight suit thing on. Mm-hmm.
The only one that's got an Iron Man suit is War Machine.
Aye. But no, I just found that interesting because he obviously finds his way back somehow. I mean, you kind of figured that, but it's like, it's the fact they're putting it in the trailer, I find that strange.
No.
But anyway, no, I'm dead excited. My favourite bit of that trailer is the bit right at the end with Captain Marvel.
I don't think that was that funny.
Not funny wise, I just liked it. The only thing I didn't like was her makeup, and I feel weird saying that.
But she's the last thing she wears.
Yeah. But the whole other felt like the Captain Marvel film, she never wore any makeup. And mm-hmm. it was just a striking difference. I just watched her last week, and I'd seen her in
forget, like, 40 years has passed.
Yes, I know, but I just mean, in the trailer, you see her, and then I was like, it was just a jarring notice.
Mm.
It just reminded me of, like, you know, like when we were at school and girls would put makeup on, and you're like, why are you makeup on? You don't need makeup on. That sort of thing. I'm like, anyway, it was just something I noticed, but I just thought it was cool. He's like, summons his big, massive hammer axe thing. He's hacks. He's just like, yeah, I like this one.
He's axe-a-ma.
Yeah, just desperate for that. When's that coming out? Next month?
24th or 29th, I can't remember.
I think Endgame. Release date UK.
24th.
25th.
That's what I said, 25th.
Suck on us.
Anyway. Oh, as I say, this is just probably going to be the shortest podcast we've ever done.
Oh, I know, because there's not much to say.
It was a good film, but...
Aye, it was alright. Like,
yeah, okay.
Sometimes you just get films like that, like...
It's a TV film.
Yeah. Aye, that's exactly what it's like.
That's a TV film.
Yeah.
So, on that note, what would you rate it?
Oh, I don't know. It was alright, but I can't really get a high rating.
I'd give it a 6.
I was going to say a 5 or a 6. 5, I'd probably go with...
This isn't good. We're starting to agree on scores. We need to start disagreeing.
Aye. I can't give that one. Like, I'll give it a 5 because I can't... It was alright and it was fine. So 5's alright. 5's so-so.
Aye, I'd give it a 6.
6?
Yeah. I'm more generous than you.
Oh, you're more generous. I think my problem is the trailer than the best bits. If I hadn't seen the trailer, I think I'd probably give it a 6.
Potentially, aye.
Mm-hmm.
But if I hadn't seen the trailer, you wouldn't have wanted to see it.
True. I wouldn't even thought to see it.
So it's a Catch 28 situation.
28.
That's coming out as well, Catch 22. They're making a film about that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Is it a film or is it a TV series?
I don't know.
Can't remember. Quite prominent names in it, isn't it?
I don't know.
Catch 22. Catch 22. I think it's a series, maybe. It's on Amazon, maybe.
There's nothing popping up yet. Novel. Film. I'll say film, see where it comes up. Now we'll do the searching for things.
George Clooney's in it.
Filmed, quite straight. No, it's 1970.
George Clooney. Look up George Clooney, it'll come up under him.
Movie 2019.
Mm-hmm. That's
it. Aye, it was a miniseries.
A miniseries, right.
Aye, so that's right.
It's weird, but...
Aye, he looks weird.
Mm. I don't think he would do any more films, he said he never would.
Must need the money.
Mm-hmm. His wife's not breaking in anymore.
Yeah, that's what it'll be. Either that or he's just bored.
I don't know.
He's not exactly like he's old.
I know. Right.
Or unfit.
Mm-hmm. I think we'll leave it there. I don't think we're going to ramble on for another hour and a half.
There's no point.
For nothing.
Sometimes you just need a wee one. Just a little shot.
A little pick me up.
Aye.
It's a good wee pick-me-up film. It's quite a good, good film, but not worth $10.97 or whatever it was.
If you've got one of the dingies, I mean, I'm kind of going against our own home cinema here, but if you've got like a Cineworld card or a, you know, something that gives you like unlimited films, you don't need to pay for this one, then if you're just in the cinema and there's something to watch, you just go and watch it.
I know, if I had one of those cars, I would milk that so
much. Like, I'm telling you, like, I keep thinking about that, because we could go into Glasgow and watch in the cinema, but then I'm like, because like, we see a film every week, mm-hmm. It's £17, or £16.99.
If we paid £100 a year for a cinema ticket, I would totally come here like 4 times a week.
Yeah,
Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, sometimes a Monday.
But even that card, what's that, £17? So that's what? 170. That's nearly what 200.
Card?
I'm saying for a Cineworld.
Oh, £17 a month?
Seven Cineworld out unlimited.
Well, that's 100 and.
Yeah, 200. It's about £200,
isn't it?
Yeah,
about £204
or
something.
So it's about £200. Yep. But we would totally get our money's worth. You only need to see 2 films a month to get your money back in Cineworld, because it's like £9. So like,
that'd be awesome.
Showcase, get your act together and do that. I know we get a wee insider card, but we hardly ever go at the times at the insider cards. What's it about? I suppose they maybe can't afford it because they don't get as much traffic.
Yep, I know.
But I would totally do that. That's why I keep trying to suggest to Stephanie we move into Glasgow.
Just go to Cineworld every day.
Aye. Because I would go like every night, or especially if there's good films out, I'd be like going to see it a few times. I know you don't see films multiple times, but
I would see it multiple times if there was nothing else on.
Aye.
But I would literally see every film that's going.
Aye, no, if I had that, I would do the same. Uh-huh. Just go to the cinema and chill out. I'd be like my nightly ritual. Uh-huh.
Come here before going to bed.
Aye.
Just fall asleep.
That's the thing, that's what I used to do when I was younger. I'd watch a film before I go to bed, and that'd be it.
Let's see if we can build like a studio apartment right above one of these cinemas.
Just live in the cinema. But it would only be worth it if we had that card. If they had that in the showcase, it would be great.
It would only be worth it if we were going to do a podcast every time.
Aye, but we would.
Right, I don't know. We'd do like 400 podcasts a year.
If we're going to the effort of going to the cinema, we would just go and do it anyway.
I know. Right, we're starting to ramble.
I know.
Let's not do this.
We do that, we should stop talking.
Let's not do this.
We just need to not be pals.
Yep.
We're too friendly. We just talk to each other. Anyway.
Right. Next week, hopefully it'll be better. Hopefully it'll be more content.
I don't even know what that is for next week.
Well, we'll see when we get there.
Okay? I know. Yeah, let's not stress ourselves out.
For now, thanks cheerio. For